I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, oh, Milwaukee, hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, whacka whacka nuka licka, whacka whacka nuka licka, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, whisper in my ear. Yeka puka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii, say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset, listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from the pineapple out on Honolulu Bay. Steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme okey doke, make a wish you wanna poke her, words I understand. Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, whisper in my ear. Yeka puka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii, say the words I long to hear. Well, I bought a lot of junk with my moolah and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance a hula. Well, I guess I should have known. When you start talking to the sweet wahine, walking in the pale moonlight, open over what I said, a knocker rocker, sister bikers, hope I said it right. Oh, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, a whisper in my ear. Yeka puka maka wawahine are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii, say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii, say the words I long to hear. Aloha.
Well, boys, this old Chinaman has got to go.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
You're working.
We're saying the big aloha right now. Aloha.
Yeah, right now we're Deadwood's on hiatus, and we're not sure when we're going to be coming back to work, so this summer we're picking up jobs. Keone's on his way to work.
Somebody's got to feed the pigs.
Yeah. Get out of here, you old howley.
All right.
Okay. Well, aloha. Thanks for bringing the songs in. That was a block of Hawaiian music and favorite stuff of Keone Young. Those of you playing the cocksucker drinking game, be careful. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Kay.
Now, aloha. He brought in his records. I brought in some special records. I want to do a little Towns Van Zandt block. We're going to start with Loretta, which is by Towns. They're going to do some covers of other artists doing Towns songs. And then we're going to conclude with Steve Earle's eulogy to Towns called the Fort Worth Blues. See you, Keone.
Loretta, she's my barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue, spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like a wonder. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings, Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blonde and free, and I can have her anytime. The break of day, prettiest in the setting sun. She don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on, keep me on your mind a while. I'm coming home, I'm coming. Barroom girl wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue, spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to, loves me like I want her to, loves me like I want her to.
Money was. We robbed did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die. Now I'm out of prison, and I got me a friend at last. And he don't steal or cheat or drink or lie. Well, his name is Codeine, and he's the nicest thing I've seen. And together, we're gonna wait around.
Sheriff, I'd have you hanged.
Living on the road, my friend, gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying word. That's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho bit down south, ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, the Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Is living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. Shut down all the honky tonks tonight. I say a prayer too. If I only knew. You used to say the highway was your home. But we both know that ain't true. It's just the only place a man can go. He don't know where he's traveling to. But Colorado's always clean and healing. And Tennessee in spring's green and cool. It never really was your kind of town. But you went around with the Fort Worth blues. Somewhere beyond the Great Divide, where the sky's wide and the clouds are few, a man can see his way clear to the light. I just hold on tight. That's all you gotta do. They say Texas weather's always changing. And one thing change will bring you something new. And Houston really ain't that bad a town. So you hang around with the Fort Worth blues.
Every place I travel through, I find some kind of sign that you've been through. But Amsterdam's always good for grieving, and London never fails to leave me blue, and Paris never was my kind of town. So
hi, this is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio. That was the great Steve Earle and his eulogy to the great Townes Van Zandt. Now, Steve Earle's a friend of Earle's, and I'm going to pass you over to Earle to tell a couple of stories about him.
Yeah, the foundation for Deadwood is incredible writing by David Milch. And David is kind of ground zero for dozens of television writers and film writers. Ground zero for songwriters is Townes. And Steve is a dear friend of mine. And you're going to find in every episode of this show, there's going to be a Steve Earle song. A little story. I introduced him to David Milch. We all had breakfast. This was after the first season. And I knew that they're a lot alike. They got these minds that go 180 miles an hour, you know, and they constantly have to be creating. And they have a shared history of certain bad habits.
Drug abuse, perhaps?
Well, they hit it off with their war stories.
Down low country kid, yeah.
They hit it off with their stories of the spike. And at the end of breakfast, he says, "So, Steve, you want to do something on a show?" Steve says, "Yeah, I love the show." He goes, "I'll write something for you next season." So we're halfway through or so, and Milch comes to me and he goes, "I got a part for your friend Steve. It's this guy, he's called Hooplehead Steve, and he leads the lynch mob, and he wants to tar and feather Commissioner Jerry, but he can't. So he gets Samuel Fields, the general, the black guy. We're going to tar and feather him." So they chase him down, and they're going to get Franklin, and it's funny and it's scary. So call Steve up and tell him about it. He had a week off, and we were going to film it. Well, in our schedule, we couldn't get to it. So we cast it with Michael. Michael Haney came in. And Michael Haney did such a great job that you're going to see Hooplehead Steve this season. So anyway, he adds Michael to the cast, writes Hooplehead back in the next week. We get the pages. I get the script. We get the pages the night before what we're going to shoot the next day. I read this scene. I call Steve Earle. I said, "Steve, man, you might be glad your schedule didn't work out." He said, "Why the hell would I be glad, man? I want to be on that show. Why would I be glad about it?" And I said, "Well, because tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you'd be going to work to screw a horse." "What?" I said, "Yep, Hooplehead Steve, your namesake, goes and screws Bullock's horse." Are you shitting me?" I said, "Well, he can't really bring himself to actually do the deed, so he just flogs the dolphin on the horse's flank." What kind of impression did I leave on Milch at that breakfast? So anyway, yeah, he can take great pride in if you ever run into Steve Earle, go up to him and go, "You horse fucker, you."
Well, if you ever run into Michael Haney.
Well, you sure know he's got to get it all the time. Oh. Man. All right, so we got another block of songs. I think, you know, we stick to themes, and I think now is the time for a good drinking song. This is from the Heartworn Highway soundtracks called the Jack Daniels Blues.
A cabaret on the highway, you know the time is 10 till 2. A pretty waitress at my table, a pretty waitress at my table. She say, "What can I do for you?" That's just what she said now. "Oh baby, I'm so lonely and my mind is ill at ease. I need a woman to love me, but if you cannot love me, then Jack Daniels, if you please. Whiskey and water, oh, whiskey and water. Here's to fear and pain and sorrow, Jack Daniels, if you please." Look out now. called on Miss Maggie Gentry. You know I fell way down upon my knees. Now Maggie, darling, I need some loving. Oh, deep, deep down in my dark old soul, won't you set my mind at ease? Oh, baby, I believe I'm gonna love you. So lay your head down across my knees. Thank you, darling. I'm gonna kiss you and I'll caress you. But honey, there's just one little thing I'd ask you for first. What's that, darling? Jack Daniels, if you please. She liked it too. Whiskey and water. Oh, whiskey and water. Here's to fear and pain and sorrow, Jack Daniels, if you please. With a black label on it. Yeah.
A woman wrings her hands and cries, I've lost my man. You should have seen him tote that diesel across the land. Now you'll find him up on Lynchburg, Tennessee, collecting bottles in his old dungaree, and the silver dollar stolen forgot a breaking of his suit. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7, Tennessee Sound Mass Whiskey. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7, Tennessee Sound Mass Whiskey. He used to be so brisk, Bogey Bogart, he cried, Lorene, let's sail the sea. Another drink of that stuff for me. But now you find him on Lynchburg all the time. But they keep him waiting at the end of the line. And that old honky, honky parade. My God, look at all the parts he played. I'm talking about it. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7, Tennessee Sound Mass Whiskey. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7, Tennessee Sound Mass Whiskey. He used to be so brisky. Talking about it. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7, Tennessee Sound Mass Whiskey. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7, Tennessee Sound Mass Whiskey. He used to be brisky.
Well, here we are, settling the world's problems.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. She's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila.
You'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. Me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Hey, you're listening to Deadwood Radio and Outlaw Country on the Sirius Satellite. We're getting close to the end of this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. I know most of you are Deadwood fans. Those of you need catching up. The show on HBO got started last week. Complications are arising, complications in almost pregnancy. The murder of the Cornish did not sit well with my co-host today, Al Swearingen.
Hey, guys.
Shane.
Yeah.
And so things are coming to a boil. You might have noticed that Cy Tolliver has found God. Whether that's genuine or not, you're going to find out this weekend. This weekend, the second episode will be airing. The murder will step up. Captain Turner delivers the first of a message that may prove to be harmful in the long run to lots of folks involved. Ian, thanks for coming by this week, man. Appreciate it.
It was great to be here, Earl. I always enjoy your company. You're a marvelous actor. Maybe that's a bit prescient, but I can't say enough about asking me on the show is because I love everybody on the show and anything to do with Deadwoodian. I mean, that's the way I feel. That's the way it is. Thank you.
All right, we're going to close out. You know, we've made it through this episode without playing one of my songs.
Wow.
You know? Well, I guess.
Can we continue like that for the next 12, perhaps?
You know he's joking. Because
every
this record kicks ass,
take,
man. Anyway, we're going to close out with...
I'll be watching you.
We're going to start this last block with Terry Allen, who's a Renaissance man of Texas. He is an artist, a sculptor, a musician. This is called Give Me a Ride to Heaven, Boy. So, we'll see you folks next week. Same time, same place. We got a special guest lined up. Is going to come in. We might even have two. Not sure about that yet. Depends on the situation. Thanks everybody at Sirius Satellite, Outlaw Country, Steve Popovich Jr. who put all this together. And we'll see you next week.
Well, I was all caught up with myself on the highway at night, driving like a bat out of hell, when I beheld an amazing sight. Was a lonely apparition by the roadside, standing there with a thumb out in the wilderness and a halo in his hair. He said, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. So I come screeching to a halt, I said, hop on in. He said, thanks a lot for the lift, I forgive you of your sins. Hell, I just come from Jerusalem where things are going bad. Oh, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I need to talk to my dad. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you. Gonna kick my feet beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the beer. Oh, but he just grinned and said, my friend, I know you must think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking a beer if you share with the Son of God. Hey, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. It on the floor, said you have to show me how to get there, I ain't been before. It's a hard place to find, he said, but I'll give you a little clue. It ain't somewhere up in the air, sitting right here inside with you. And right in the middle of that perfect smile from his robes, he pulled a gun, stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Well, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say, as he left me beneath the stars, well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, he gonna use your car. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is
My angels, Well, Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Frankie Lee needed money one day, Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool just above the potted plane, saying, take your pick, Frankie boy, my loss will be your gain. Well, Frankie Lee, he sat right down and put his fingers to his chin. But with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. Could you please not stare at me like that, he said, it's just my foolish pride. But sometimes a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide. Well, Judas, he just winked and said, all right, I'll leave you here. But you better hurry up and choose which of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now, just tell me where you'll be. Judas pointed down the road and said, eternity. Eternity, said Frankie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. That's right, said Judas, eternity, though you might call it paradise. I don't call it anything, said Frankie Lee with a smile. All right, said Judas Priest, I'll see you after a while. Well, Frankie Lee, he sat back down, feeling low and mean, when just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, are you Frankie Lee, the gambler, whose father's deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road, and they say his name is Priest. Oh, yes, he is my friend, say Frankie Lee in fright. I do recall him very well, in fact, he just left my sight. Yes, that's the one, said the stranger, as quiet as a mouse. Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house. Well, Frankie Lee, he panicked, he dropped everything and ran, until he came onto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. What kind of house is this, he said, where I have come to roam? It's not a house, says Judas Priest, it's not a house, it's a home. Well, Frankie Lee, he trembled, he soon lost all control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house as bright as any sun, with 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Well, up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except of course the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, nothing is revealed. The moral of this song is simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So when you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load, and don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.
your love.